Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Morning, everyone. You listen to Thank Goodness It's Folk on Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM on the internet, sheffieldlive.org. The show will also be available later as a podcast. I'm Sam Angley, broadcasting on my own this week, but I've got lots and lots of great music for you. I've got an interview with Joan Crump about the new Durham Folk Festival. We have a child ballad, lots of classic music for you. You can contact us via my own Facebook page. In addition, the show also has its own Facebook page, and we'll leave everything open whilst the show is on air. As I said, I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, so welcome along and keep listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Today, bright fever, she smiled down on me for the very first time. For the very first time, she smiled on me. Today, bright fever, she smiled down on me for the very first time. For the very first time, she smiled on me. No more clouds, no more rain. On the clouds, she smiled again. Today, bright fever, she smiled down on me for the very first time. For the very first time, she smiled on me. Thank you.
Lyle and Mike Watson there with the classic Bright Phoebus. How can I not start with that when it is such a hot time at the moment? The Bright Phoebus is shining very much indeed. It's incredibly hot. Hope you're coping with the heat. You may or may not be able to hear that I've got a fan on in the background. So it's very hot at the moment. But hopefully you'll enjoy the music over the next 2 hours. And I had reason to go through to have to take all my CDs off my shelves and put them all back earlier on this week, as I've got some new, we've had some work done in the house and I've got some new shelves, and I discovered some music that I hadn't played for a long time, mainly because some of the bands don't exist anymore. But here I'd like to play Sam Sweeney and Hannah James's first band. Those of you that have only been in the folk scene for about 10 years or so, if there's any of you listening, will might not know that their first band was together. It was called Kerfuffle. They formed in Derby over the influence of Mick Peaton, the young Derby Young Tradition Award. Hannah James. This lineup is Hannah James, Sam Sweeney, Jamie Roberts from Gilmore and Roberts, and Tom Sweeney. And here they are with Katie Shaw.
Come, all you fair young maidens that like to sit at home with your parents by the fireside and have no wish to roam. I was brought up in Staffordshire, but there I'll dwell no more. I'll tell you the adventures of pretty Catherine Shaw. I was taken into service at just 13 years of age, and as a lady's chambermaid I firstly did engage. But how my mistress treated me I am ashamed to say, and it's scarce 12 months that I've been there before I ran away. I wandered north, I wandered south, around the country round, until I came to Derbyshire where there's coal beneath the ground. The men, they earn good wages and there's lots of gold in store, so I got into thinking that's a So I bought myself some moleskin pants and a pair of boots beside, and I pulled my waistcoat tightly round my female charms to hide, and I cut off my yellow hair and to the pit did go, and enlisted as a soldier in the ranks of down below. So there's many a day I've hewed out coal with shovel, pick and spade, and I've worked as hard as any man, though I was just a maid. I've worked, it seems, as hot as hell or Egypt's burning drought, but I dare to take my waistcoat off for fear they'd find me gathered round. And as they tried to pull me clear, you should have heard them shout, for my pitchert was all torn away, and so they found me out. Well, they took me to the deputy, and he did laugh and smile, for to think that this young collier lass had fooled him all the while. And they took me to the gaffer, and he made it very clear, as far as mining was concerned, was the end of my career. But the gaffer's son, he fancied me and he married me out of hand, and now I live in luxury with servants, house and land. And there's many a collier shakes his head as he goes by my door, and he thinks of the time he used to work with pretty Catherine Shaw. He thinks of the time he used to work with pretty Catherine Shaw. We'll be right back.
Sally, where are you going that you don't look so gay? I know that I've not asked you to take a walk today. You have not asked me, well indeed, it's a tidy cheek of you. Do you think that there are no more young chaps? I've got a dozen or two. Billy, don't you weep for me, I'm going to St. James's Park, me cousin Joe to see. Cousin Joe, now who is he? He's a soldier, I can tell. For I know that you're fond of lobsters, both raw and boiled as well. My cousin Joe's a guardsman, and he's a handsome chap. And he wears such fine mustachios and a stunning furry cap. Billy, don't you weep for me. I'm very fond of Cousin Joe, and he's very fond of me. Going to the play tonight, Jack Shepherd for to see. And when that it is all over, we'll all have a jolly good spree. I've got money for a pint of stout, and when we're short of tin, I'll even go and pawn me smock to buy us a bottle of gin. Billy, don't you weep for me, I'm very fond of Cousin Joe, and I'll sit all on his knee. Swatty, what's the use of him? He never can keep you. You'll have to work from morn till night, that's what you'll have to do. You'll have to make shirts at a penny each, or else stand at the tub. And mark my words, as many a day you'll go very short of grub. Sally, you'll cry for me, but hook it back to Cousin Joe and sit all on his knee. About a 12-month after, young Sally came back to me, and she said that she was sorry that she'd ever been on that spree. Wanted me to take her back, says I, it is no go. For do you think that I'm such a fool? Go back to Cousin Joe. Sally, you can't come over me, for I see you've got a baby to dance all on your knee. Can you serve me so? You really drive me mad. I'll have you up before the beating, I'll swear you are its dad. When that you get before the bench, they will not let you speak, and you'll have to keep the young one on 30 pence a week. Billy, how can you serve me so? I'm sure the child belongs to you, not to Cousin Joe. So in a week she gets this summons, but she found it was no go. The magistrate decided that the child belonged to Joe. She went up to Billy's backyard, and quickly the door she shut. And when at last they found her, she drowned in the water butt. So young women, take a warning from me, never love a soldier or sit all on his knee.
Sam Carter there with Billy Don't You Weep For Me from his new album. Sam Carter sings Nick Jones, and that album is released today, and you know, we might have a chat with Sam in the next few weeks about his hero, Nick Jones. Sam will be doing that show at various festivals this summer, including at Durham Folk Festival. And let's now talk to Joni Crump about everything that's going on at the Durham Folk Festival this year, the brand new Durham Folk Festival. Well, first, let's hear from the patrons, the Wilson family.
Graham Waite was a nine-stone miner, I'll have yous all to know. He worked the old shaft iron mines so many years ago. And he used to tell us stories about his life and times when he was ewing for the ore down in the Cleveland mines. Ewing for the ore, ewing for the ore, ewing for the rusty ore, 50 years or more. They talked about conditions and about the rate of pay, how sometimes he was earning less than 4 and a tanner a day. But to ask for better conditions, well, like asking for the moon, for the miner paid the piper, but the owner called a tune. Ewing for the ore, ewing for the ore, ewing for the rusty ore, 50 years or more.
Sometimes the ore was silver grey, and sometimes rusty brown. Sometimes he'd hew it on his back, more often upside down. But mostly he was all cramped up in a couple of feet of space, with a jagged wall of rock and ore 6 inches from his face.
Ewing for the ore, ewing for the ore, ewing for the rusty ore, 50 years or more.
He talked about the beddy seams as soft as any sand. You didn't need a pick at all, it just crumbled in your hand. But other seams were granite hard, and you'd pound and pound away. But the only progress that you made was a couple of yards a day.
You're in for the ore, you're in for the ore, you're in for the rusty ore, 50 years or more.
Now many years have passed and gone since he's put his picks away. For Graham Waite is 86, but he's still got plenty to say about the years he ewed for ore and about his life and times when for more than 50 years or so he worked the Cleveland mines.
You're in for the ore, you're in for the ore, you're in for the rusty ore, 50 years or more. You're in for the ore, you're in for the ore, you're in for the rusty ore, 50 years or more.
That was the Wilson family there, and they are the patrons of the new Durham Folk Festival, which takes place from the 18th of September to the 20th of September. And delighted to be having our annual chat, but with a bit of a difference this time, because we've got lots to talk about with Joni Crump. How are you, Joni?
Busy, Sam. really quite busy, but excited, and yeah, doing really well, thank you.
And
thank you for having us back again.
It's great to have you back, always great to have a chat. So this year, mm-hmm, we have got something brand new to talk about, because the Hartlepool Folk Festival has, well, we were going to say moved, but actually it's something, you're bringing a brand new festival, aren't you?
It is, really. I mean, it's crazy how when you've been doing something for 10 years, like we did in Hartlepool, when you're kind of compelled to move, as we were, because of the closure of the Borough Hall, compelled to move to, well, or either that or fold the festival, basically. You find yourself, because you've developed certain ways of working, certain ways of doing things, you find yourself basically just trying to pick up what you've done for 10 years and move it to a new location. But then, of course, you get to that new location, everything is different. And you find that, yes, there are certain things that do serve you well because you've done them before, but this is a completely different festival. It's a festival in the same way that for 10 years we made a festival for Hartlepool. Now we are making a festival for Durham. And for the many people who will come to see us in Durham so that we can showcase what an amazing place it is within, you know, also giving them a fantastic festival experience. So that's the kind of, you know, that's the aim of this year, really.
Great. And so what will people see, some of the old things from Hartlepool come across, and what are some of the new things that people will see as well then?
That's a really good question. The things that are that people will recognize, I think, is the nature of the programming is what people have come to expect, you know, in terms of having very high quality artists right throughout the program. You know, we always say that we try to make a festival that's all killer, no filler, you know. Everybody that we choose to be in the festival is there very deliberately, very specifically. It's a very curated program, if you like. So that kind of care and attention to the music is absolutely there and will remain so. But great new things that we get to do. We've never had a Kaylee program before because we didn't have an appropriate venue. But now we have the Durham Town Hall, which is a stunning venue with a beautiful floor that's perfect for dancing. And we have that all weekend. We'll be using it. And we have four fantastic Kaylee bands over the course of the weekend, some of the best Kaylee bands in the country. We have musical cruises on the River Weir, so you can hop on a boat and you can be serenaded by one of your favorite artists. And we've got sort of top high quality artists. Well, all of our artists are high quality, but we have some of the sort of bigger names in the festival will be on those cruises. And it's a kind of new way to experience music of someone that you might already really love.
That's a lovely way. That's a lovely thing to do, isn't it?
I am so excited about that. And to be honest, I can't lie. We nicked the idea because Brass Festival told us that they did it, that they were doing these brass concerts on the riverboat, on the Prince Bishop River Cruiser. And I just thought, oh my gosh, folkies would love to be on a boat on the river, gliding past the cathedral and the castle, and just listening to music. It'll be stunning. And there's a bar on board, so it's like they know us.
Fantastic. So, yeah. And you've got, looking at the website, you've got various different, you've got quite a few venues, venues to choose from this year, haven't you?
I think that that's probably one of the biggest things that's been a change, is that rather than, I mean, there are things that we loved about Hartlepool that we won't see again. The fact that it was compact, tightly packed around the headland in that small square, and everything was within 2 minutes walk of each other. You know, Durham is different. It's not a big city. It's a very small city, but it's a different sort of space. But you have to program for the place where you are, not for the place that you were. So we're trying to take advantage of all of the amazing venues that Durham has to offer. And to be honest, there are only a couple of minutes shuttle ride away from each other, so that's not it's not really an issue. But we have, for example, Red Hills, which is the Durham Miners Hall, which has the Pitman's Parliament, which is just the beating heart of the Durham coalfield. It is the most stunning building, and the history and the heritage that are there, I mean, you just feel it like breathing out of the walls. It's amazing. That they've also got a gorgeous little screening room there where we'll be doing some screenings and stuff. I mentioned the Town Hall Theatre already. We also have the Gala Theatre where we're doing things, and a couple of other venues scattered around the town. But of course, the big one is we have Durham Cathedral on the Saturday night for our gala concert, which obviously was made possible, if anybody's seen the website or seen any of our news over the past few months, was made possible by a generous donation from Sting himself, okay. Which is allowing us to do that concert, which is incredible.
Yeah. So tell us what the gala concert is this year then.
I will. Yeah. Basically we're calling it the homecoming, because we're thinking of this as, you know, celebrating our new home in Durham. And so it starts out with Alistair Anderson, whose Lindisfarne Gospel Suite is probably known to people, but to play it in Durham Cathedral will be absolutely stunning. And we've also asked him to, we've commissioned him to write a new piece, a new movement to go along with the existing music, which is inspired by the movement of St. Cuthbert's body to Durham. And if you're not aware, that was like the founding moment of Durham, when those monks took his body over a very long time from Lindisfarne, from Holy Island, and they ended up, they were looking for somewhere for it to be. They were looking for somewhere to set up a new community. And they settled, for various mystical reasons, they settled in what is now Durham. And so that was the founding moment of Durham as a community. So so Alistair's writing that piece of music, which is absolutely lovely. We also have the Wilsons doing a Wilsons with Brass concert. Now, unfortunately, Durham Miners Association Brass Band, who we would normally work with, have got into the national finals of the brass competition this year. And it's on the same day, so yeah, they can't join us. But we do have Easington Colliery Brass Band, who are absolutely amazing, a first-class brass band. So they'll be working with the Wilsons this year. And then to top it all off is our concert with Sharon Shannon. So that's going to be quite the evening, really.
Oh, so Sharon Shannon's in that one, is she?
Oh, she is, yeah. Playing at Durham Cathedral. Yes, yes,
wow,
yes.
Wow, yeah. 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 Brilliant. We just talked about Sharon Shannon. Let's hear a fantastic set of tunes from her now. Thank you. That was Sharon Shannon, and she will be finishing off the fantastic gala concert at Durham Cathedral on the Saturday night. That's going to be a fantastic night. Can't wait for that.
That's going to be brilliant.
It's going to be an absolute brilliant night. And tell us, Joan, who are some? We've got loads and loads of different concerts and loads of different artists. Who are some of the other artists we've got at Hartlepool this year? Durham this year, then. Durham this year.
It's so easily done.
I'm so used to doing this at Durham. Who are some of the artists we've got at Durham this year, then?
So we've got people like Shugel Nifty, Honeyfeet, Leverett, the Tom McConville Band. We've got Sam Carter doing his set where he's celebrating the music of Nick Jones. We've got Jez Lowe. We've got Liban, who are Rhianna Connolly's family band, who come from the banks of Loch Ness in Northern Ireland. We have the Demon Barber Road Show. We've got our Kaylee bands like Banta and Relentless and Wap Weasel and the Monster Katie Band. We've got McDarry Yates coming. We've got Mahini Sisters coming from Northern Ireland, who is Rosie Stewart's family band. So everything from super traditional stuff right through to, you know, the Shugels, who you can just bounce
absolutely
the night away to. So, you know, the whole range of artists that you would expect.
You might have mentioned this. You've also got... another artist I want to talk about in a moment,
sure,
is you've also got Barry Kerr. Now he's great. He's fantastic, isn't he?
He's absolutely brilliant. And I mean, you know, obviously he won Album of the Year last year, which is how people probably kind of know his name. But you know, he's been around for a long time, and he is just an incredible. Just like Leban, he is also from Loch Ness in Northern Ireland. So it's a very, and they're in a concert together. So you've got music from that very specific kind of Irish tradition, which I think is brilliant. So he's, you know, he's a composer. He's worked with Liam O'Flynn. He's done all kinds of stuff. But fundamentally, his music is so rooted in place. And I think that that's something that people at Hartlepool and now Durham will really enjoy, because I think our audience is a little bit more discerning. They don't like the kind of generic stuff. They like things that are very specific and music that has a specific story and comes from specific places. And I think that Barry definitely brings that in spades with him, you know?
Fantastic! Great. Well, we're gonna hear from him in a moment because. I was so pleased when he won the Album of the Year.
100%. Yeah. And I mean, I just think that there's just something so honest about his music, and that's the thing that I really absolutely love. When I listen to folk music, that's exactly what I'm looking for. And so he's the real deal, I think, you know?
Yeah, he is. Let's talk about let's talk about tickets. You've had tickets on sale for a while, but early bird. The prices go up at the end of June, don't they?
They do indeed. Yeah. So we have been on our standard price ticket tier for a little while now, and we go up to the final price rise on the 1st of July. So it's your last opportunity really to get some savings on your tickets. And also our camping has just gone on sale as well. So if you're wondering whether we have a campsite, we're doing things slightly differently because we're actually using existing campsites, but we're trying to make that as cost effective for people as possible. So you can have a little look at that on our website and find out as well. But yes, you can camp at Durham, you can stay in B&Bs, or we have student accommodation. There's all sorts of options there. If you want your best chance for savings, your last chance for savings, really, it's there until the 31st of June.
Great.
Oh, sorry. No, there is no 31st of June. It's there till the 30th of June.
It's there till It's there till the 30th of June. This is a question for you, and if the answer is yes, then we'll put it in. Are you doing any of the normal things that you used to do at Hartlepool, like the karaoke and all of that, or is that out?
Oh no! Yeah. I mean, we are absolutely doing the cabaret. We've got a gorgeous new venue for the cabaret.
Yeah.
That is a pop-up venue in Durham called the Academy, and the theme for our cabaret this year is Winter Wonderland. It's Christmas in September, so it'll be the usual camp nonsense of all the artists coming along and singing Christmas songs, maybe a few little scenes from your favorite Christmas films, and just lots of silliness. So that will be really good fun. We've got the Family Festival that's happening on the Sunday this year up around Durham Cathedral, so that'll be incredible. And then we've got some special things like Taffy Thomas doing the Storyteller's Supper with one of his shows, where he brings a chef along with him and he tells a story and everybody gets to have a little dish that goes along with each of the stories. So all kinds of the usual variety of things that you would have expected at Hartlepool.
And is Jim Murray coming along and doing his quiz?
We haven't spoken about it yet, you know. I need to have a chat with him. He was getting kind of bored with doing Never Mind the Band Dogs, which is why he changed it to the pub quiz last year. But that got very, very crowded. So I think it's a question of whether we find a big enough pub for him to do it in this year in Durham. Keep your eyes on that one. We'll see what we can do.
Maybe yes, maybe no. We'll see. All right, Joni, thank you very much for having a little chat with us, about everything that's going on at Durham Folk Festival this year, from the 18th to the 20th of September. Just remind us of the website address and where people can get tickets.
So it's just www.durhamfolkfest.org.uk, and all of your information, your information about student accommodation, about camping, your ticket info, everything is there.
Thanks, Joni. We'll see you in September, and we'll go out with Barry Kerr.
You rum and boys of pleasure, give in unto these lines I write. Although I am a rover, and rambling I take great delight, I cast my mind on a handsome girl, and oftentimes she does me slight. My mind is never easy, except when my true love is in my sight. Down by yon flowery gardens, where me and my true love would meet, I held her in my arms, and unto her gave kisses sweet. She bade me take love as the leaves fall from the trees. But I, being young and foolish, with my own true love I did not agree. And the second time that I met my love, I thought that her heart was surely mine. But as the season changes, my darling girl, this chains are mine. Gold
was the root of evil, although it bears a glistening hue, causes money's a lad and the lass to part, though their hearts like mine be ne'er so true. And I wish I was in Belfast town, and my own true love along with me, and money in my pocket to keep us in good company. Liquor to be pleasant, flowing glass on every side. Our fortune would ne'er daunt me, for I am young and the world is wide.
Barry Kerr there with You Rambling Boys of Pleasure, from his album, award-winning album, the Curlew's Cry. And I'm really excited to see Barry at Durham Folk Festival this year. Really looking forward to seeing him and all the other artists there. Thanks to Joni Crump for having a word with us. Durham Folk Festival takes place from the 18th to the 20th of September, and you can get your standard price tickets right up until the end of June. So you've got one more week to go until standard price tickets go up. So get your tickets now. It'll be a fantastic weekend. We might have a track from another act that's appearing at Durham Folk Festival later on in the programme. But now let's have a track from one of my favourite albums of last year. This is looking for the Thread by Mary Chipping Carpenter, Julie Fowlis, and Corinne Powart. This is the title track.
Road up ahead, the light in late September. The music in my head that I've memorized forever. Words I should have said and doors I never should have entered. I'm just looking for the thread that ties it all together. Old letters never read, old grudges burn to embers. Migrations overhead, the beating wings of purple vespers. Did you jump or were you led? And does it even really matter? You're just looking for the thread that ties it all together. Against silver shed like leaves from trees before the winter. I made a prayer from what you said that no one is ever dead, because time and love remember. Dark roads up ahead, tie your compass to some leather. We are marching to the edge in every kind of weather. If life is but a pledge, I have made mine from a feather and a ribbon for the thread. Ties it all together. We're just looking for the thread that ties us all together. Looking for the thread that ties us all together. Looking for the thread that ties us all together.
Sun goes down now across the sea. We're homeward bound and now and on the duty free. The harbor's quiet and the kids asleep, tired out from Europe on the cheap. There are no poor now, we all have cars. They're parked down below now, where we took off the stars. On television, if not the sky, the ocean moves us, we don't ask why. We feel the ship slip from the land. We're pleased our trip went just like we planned. We see the lights along the shore, not the overworked crew, not the open door. And in the cruel dark sea, our lives go down in Zeebrugge Harbour. all night we drown. Now the owners grow old while we all die young. With the blue murder stuck in our lungs. 'Cause the ship we sail and the flag she flies, it is the herald of free enterprise. Yes, the ship we sail and the flag she flies, it is the herald of free enterprise. And they can salvage a ship up from the bottom of the sea, recycle pop stars to sing Let It Be, sell lorries for scrap, whitewash the company. But they can make no more money out of me. And each life lost, much loved, much missed, and all of our lives are on some passenger list. It's too late for Mayday, you sink too fast. When the profits come first and people's losses come last. And the ship we sail and the flag she flies, it is the herald of free enterprise. Yes, the ship we sail and the flag she flies, it is the herald of free enterprise. Yes, the ship we sail and the flag she flies, it is the herald of free enterprise. And the ship we sail,
oh, that was Roy Bailey there with Herald of Free Enterprise. A lot of you will know James's version in recent years, James Fagan's version of that song. But that is the version of the song in which James learnt the song, and that's Roy Bailey with the Rob Johnson song, The Herald of Free Enterprise, from his classic album, Never Leave a Single Story Unsung. Right, we'll finish the first half with a legend that's another legend that's appearing at Durham Folk Festival this year in the gala concert. I'll leave you with some tunes from Alistair Anderson, and I'll see you in the second half.